Dr. Zafaran Ahmed Azaki, Director General at the Red Sea State Ministry of Health, confirmed increase of positive cases of COVID-19 among locals in Port Sudan town in recent days. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via phone from Port Sudan town, Dr. Azaki says state health facilities have no capacity to determine if the new infection is in fact the Delta variant.
Infection rate has been very high in recent days, and we still believe that there are a lot of positive cases that are not reaching the hospital. Suspected cases have increased, and 90% of them are found positive and automatically. Cases of deaths also have increased.
The health ministry officials say last week, medical workers collected 170 suspected cases, out of which 137 tested positive.
Death cases within this third wave have increased drastically. But when you look at the time frame of 2 months, it has reached to 60, and this is our worry.
Dr. Azaki says the Red Sea State Health Ministry has been unable to determine the existence of the deadly Delta variant. She says her team has sent some samples for testing to South Africa. Dr. Azaki says the results should be out within the next few days.
We have already agreed to send all positive cases to South Africa so that the National Ministry of Health can confirm if the new infection is from the Indian strain or not. But according to the symptoms, this strain spread faster and its transition period is also quick.
Authorities in Red Sea State ordered a partial lockdown in the town for a 2-week period, which ended today. Due to the recent increase in the number of positive cases, Dr. Azaki says health officials have recommended the partial lockdown should be extended for another 2 weeks. She called on citizens celebrating Eid al-Adha holiday to follow all health directives and protocols, including mask wearing, social distancing, avoiding all public gatherings, and frequent hand washing. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.